With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of Don't You Know Who I Am? Before we kick into it, just a couple of thanks. So thank you to everyone who came down to the Catfish for on Sunday, which is the episode you're about to hear in a second. It was great. It was such a good thing. And I know it was hot in there. We'll have the air conditioning on throughout the entire show this week. And also, massive thanks to everyone who stuck around and watched the trial of my new show, Josh Earle's Modern Contemporary. It was good. It was good for a first trial. I'm very happy with it. The dance is good. Also, if you want to help the show, become a Patreon subscriber. Go to patreon.com/dykwia. $5 a month will get you a free episode, a bonus episode. $1 a month will get you free writing every single week. When I say free writing, it's $1 a month, but that's fine. It's fine. And also you can just help out the podcast. You can give more if you want. If you know what? Josh puts in a lot of work. I might give him some more. That would be much appreciated. So patreon.com/dykwia. You can also give us 5 stars on iTunes, leave a rating, share it amongst all your network of friends on social media, tell people about the show. This Sunday coming up, if you're in Melbourne, there will be 20 tickets on the door. So the doors will open at 2:30. So get in, because people last week didn't turn up. They bought tickets, didn't turn up. Love that. Thank you very much for your patronage. So that might happen again, and there might even fit more in. So the lineup this week is Tom Gleason, Judith Lucy, Kate McLennan, Joel Creasy. It's going to be big, so make sure you get there nice and early. The bar's also going to be open upstairs this week as well, which will be very, very cool. That's all I need to say. For the remainder of the shows, there are some tickets available, less than 100 across the next 5 weeks after this week coming up. So get in quick. Go to joshearle.com.au for all the tickets. Anyway, enough from me. Enjoy this episode. Recorded live at the Catfish with Andy Lee, Reese Nicholson, Tom Ballard, and Eve Ellen Bogan.
The podcast asks, who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earle. And this week, thank you, one woo. This week on the internet, have you never seen the show before, what I do, I go over the entire internet every week, the entire internet, leave no stone unturned, and I find other Josh Earls and report back to you what they've been doing. Got a new one this week, found this guy, ex-massage therapist, who is now a plumber for a company called American Leak Detection Agency, whose Facebook reviews are wild, okay? This is the first one you see. Plumber verbally assaulted me today with sexual innuendos. Did not fix a leak. Did not give me a receipt. Stay away. Anyway, so what are you doing, Josh Earle? Like, the pipes are clean. That's all you're going to say. Anyway, hey, if this is your first time to the podcast, give us a cheer if it's your first time. One, two, yeah, hand up, that's good, just as good, I can see you. What I do, I get 4 very, very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet the first guest. Now, our first guest is a comedian who shares his name with a UK plumber, different one. Can you please welcome back to the podcast, it's Reese Nicholson!
Those girls are so funny, they're naked.
Yay!
Hi, Reese.
Hi.
Did you know about this UK plumber?
No, it's me. I'm just starting a new life over there. I do know, I think I've talked about it on the podcast before, there is a jockey, bad news for recent times, called Reese Nicholson, and I every now and then my agent who has Google alerts on me will send me like, oh look, you're down at the trots again.
Ah.
Apparently, I'm involved in, there's a conspiracy that the jockey version of me is like mob related and has been doping horses, so... Oh. Pass the ketamine over.
The horse is on the horse. Our next guest shares his name with an NAB branch manager from Burnie in Tasmania. Can you please welcome back to the podcast, it's Andy Lee. Yes.
Next to me, Andy. Nice and safe.
Welcome, Andy. Welcome back.
Since I last did this, you've got a table now. We can put our drinks.
Yeah, because I think...
He's up. He's making a lot of money, guys. This is insane.
You should do a podcast. It'd be really good for you. I don't know if you're used to this kind of environment. Yeah. But
yeah, Andy Lee is from my hometown, Burnie.
There's a lot of Andy Lees, mostly in China.
You know, that very famous Chinese name, Andrew. Yeah.
I was one of 12 Lees in my year level at school.
I thought you were about to say family there.
But there's a very famous Irish boxer called Andy Lee who has recently retired. And the amount of congratulation tweets I got and as I hung up the gloves. So that was nice.
It's good when you share a name with a sports person because there's a Josh Earl who plays for the Bolton Wanderers who starred last week.
In what sport's that?
Soccer.
Okay.
Starred last week, injured himself again. No good. No good. He's really tall though because, you know, all Josh Earls are. Anyway,
hey. Maybe he's two Josh Earls with a big jacket wrapped around him.
Anyway, speaking of people with two first names and a Burnie connection, can you please welcome our next guest? It's Eve Ellen Bogan. Yes! Oh. Welcome, Eve.
Hi. Thanks.
The only Eve Ellen Bogan in the entire world.
Yeah, although yesterday I was stalking someone and I found a website.
Online or in real life? No one does it in real life as much anymore.
ASL.
And I found a website where you can look up people in the US and where they've lived and, you know, all the important
shit. Is it Google?
No, you have to pay. And so I didn't do it, but I looked myself up. And I found out that there were two Eve Ellen Bogans who are dead now. And I felt some relief. Because I just want to be the only one.
Can you pass me on the email of that site? Can you email me that site? It'll come in handy for this podcast, yeah.
Yeah. I'll tag you in a post.
Great. Yeah. And finally is a man who shares his name with a professional golfer and a Danish DJ. Can you please welcome back? It's Tom Ballard.
Hi, everybody. Let's get some party tunes on. Let's really get this motherfucker started. It's not racist because they're white.
Oh, is this me? Thank you.
Lovely to be here. Last time I did a show here, this very room, Fiona O'Loughlin said the N-word. And so it's such an honour to be back amongst friends.
Hang on. I thought she was meant to be on today. I wonder what happened. Wonder That's if she cancelled last minute.
Yeah.
Wonder if Fiona O'Loughlin cancelled last minute and didn't tell me and I had to ring around lots of people. Anyway, moving on.
I'm filling in for Fiona, so I will be saying a lot of racist things today. And I have had two wines. Oh, all right. She'd laugh at that if she could hear me.
She's so drunk, she's lost her hearing. It's insane.
She doesn't know where she is. She thinks she's at this right now.
Do you think you can just timestamp where I need to edit out bits?
Hey, everybody, let's get this party going. Drop that beat. Oh, where's that going now? That was mildly Jamaican, though. Drop that beat. Yeah, respect that, your neck.
All right, our first game today is called Social Media, or RE8 Status Updates by the four of you. You should buzz in and tell me who you think wrote the tweet. Your names are your buzzers. You can't buzz in for your own ones. Poker faces on. You get a point if you get it right. If you get it incorrect, the person actually wrote the tweet, they get the point. So you can't lose points, so might as well go for it. Okay, question number one. How are we doing with the feedback? Is it all right?
It's going fine. There's some. dick with it.
I need this to be a good one, okay? My mum is in the room, okay? It's got to be good. It's got to be good. Okay, here we go.
Why are we just talking about that the whole time?
She hates that.
Oh, I see. Is she on the show?
She's right there.
Oh, sorry. What?
That's my mum.
That your mum there?
Yeah.
She's way too young to be your...
No.
That is not your mum. Did you have...
Oh, fuck, sorry. Anyway, she's not here. She's left. Okay.
We leave this seat empty for your mum every episode. This seat up here that says reserved for Josh's mum. Yeah,
but Mrs. Josh mum. Beautiful name.
First question is this one. Growing up, I always thought goats were all male and sheep were all female. I think that explains my reservations with goat's cheese.
Tom.
Yes, Tom.
Is that Eve Ellen Bergen?
No, that's Andy Lee. A point there for Andy.
I thought it was you.
It's far more risque for my normal brand, isn't it? Gee, that's not family-friendly Channel 9.
No, Hamish is usually the cum guy, right? Never. Big loves cum. Anyways. I'm trying not to look at you. It's like looking too close to the sun. Your eyes burn out.
Question two. Dear Facebook, your new layout sucks and you need to stop changing everything. I hate you, but I don't have the strength to leave you.
Eve.
Reese.
Yes, Eve.
Tom.
No, it was you, you dipshit.
That must have been, like, deep. Yeah.
2010.
Are you still on Facebook?
I wasn't alive. I am still on Facebook.
So 9 years of wanting to leave them.
Yes, that is like every relationship I've ever.
Mrs. L, you're proud of your son just scrolling back the Facebook feed of a woman back to 2010, desperately looking for content. That's my boy.
You're a creep.
She's not Mrs. L. Anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, that's right. Just trying to have a fun time,
it's
Josh.
Good. Good. Question three. Lefties are naive and unrealistic and should live in the real world like conservatives who think they can convince young people that getting high is bad.
Eve,
yes.
Tom!
Yes, you're
correct. Yes!
There's literally no one else that could have been. No.
In the world.
I think that's with lefties. Yeah. It's Tom.
Guys,
I've just noticed where you've sat him as far left as possible.
What are you going to say about the refugees?
Oh, I just... I mean, it's very annoying that you got that laugh because I was going for it before, but, like, I was talked over, but I'm very funny and I care a lot about the world.
Not necessarily in that order.
But, you know, Eve is right. Facebook does suck. These are the big issues that we're talking about.
Next question. I've never tried heroin, but I imagine it's as euphoric as correcting the wobble on an outside cafe table first go.
Tom.
Yes, Tom.
Reese Nicholson?
No, that's Andy Lee. Oh. Put that for Andy.
Oh,
yes.
That's
you know
for
I've
you.
Tried heroin.
Sorry.
From memory, I misspelled heroin.
Yeah, you did.
That was, and that was
with an ear
largely, yeah, largely the feedback. You fucking dipshit. Where'd you learn to type?
That is satisfying, though, isn't it? If you, look, you mean first time you put the little
any time you're outside at a cafe and the table's wobbling and you decide to put whatever you choose, often a coaster or a napkin, and it happens first time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. That's living.
Yeah. And then you sell your house and start sucking dick to get that high again. Oh, man.
Going around to other cafe tables. They've taken them inside during winter. And you're like, can you just put one outside, please? I need this. I need it.
Next question. Okay. I'm absolutely open to being an official ambassador for Metamucil. Very open.
Eve.
Yes, Eve.
Reese.
You are. Yes, that is correct.
That was going to be my guess as well.
This is the second podcast this week I've talked openly about.
Yes,
that.
And I was on the last one.
If Metamucil is listening, I'm a big fan of your product. And I have no shame. Clearly.
He's got a hard time shitting.
How many glasses do you have in a day?
Like, sometimes I do the pill form ones, because, you know, I'm doing pretty well for myself. And, like, two, like, one at the start and one at the end. Yeah. Yeah.
Because not to go too inside, I'm also on the Metamucil.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
I had one that we had visitors over, and I wasn't drinking alcohol, so I thought I'd just make a Metamucil.
Yeah.
Is that weird? That's not weird, is it?
That's weird.
It's a cold drink. Like, it's a lovely orange drink, and it's no weirder than just having, like, a pear and going, well, this is going to make me shit. Like, this is, like...
I do not have that relationship with pears.
The back of it, I think it's so funny, the back of it has serving suggestions. Like... Just mix it with water. It is an annoying, if you've ever had it before, you've got to drink it pretty quickly. If you leave it for like 5 minutes, it becomes kind of what, like ectoplasm. Yeah. It's kind of like ectoplasm that makes your shit good.
If you make slime, you can use Metamucil. It's really good for it.
Okay. I've only fun craft tips for people with kids and bowel issues.
I only recently got prescribed to me because I did have a bowel issue. Mm-hmm.
And you've been bottoming a lot lately.
Well,
Hamish is so selfish.
Well, he's the cum guy.
Well established. No, probably going too deep, but... Well,
that's it, everybody. That's the end of the show. Thanks for coming out. We'll see you next week.
But I have an abnormal tunnel from the inside, the colon, to the outside. We all have the usual one.
What the fuck is happening?
Have I taken some acid? Are you just inventing problems?
No.
Is what happens when you're really attractive. My anus is abnormal.
Was it on this show last time we... Was it your balls problem?
I had a ruptured urethra. I had a ruptured urethra years ago. Right. Yeah. And then they had to take 6 square centimetres from the inside of my cheek and put it in my penis.
So all the exits are just... Anything that gets inside of you never wants to leave.
Is it like... You're like a Dorian Gray painting. Like, oh, this is beautiful and this is just a fucking mess.
And I tricked my girlfriend... with, you know, the display window up top. And now she's stuck with me.
An abnormal tunnel, Andy.
Yes. Yeah, so now it's like CityLink. I've got, you know... I've got inbound and outbound, you know...
Sure. Don't worry. It really clogs up about 6 p.m.
But don't worry, Young and Jackson's are still open, guys. You can still get in there.
Anyway, it's all mended now.
It's all mended.
Oh, I don't like the word mended in that.
I've got a checkup tomorrow, actually.
Hey, we can do it on stage if you want. I don't mind.
Next question.
Sorry.
All the worst podcasts are filmed.
Andy.
Yes, Andy.
Reese.
You are correct. Yes, yeah. For Andy.
They are. Anytime someone gets cancelled, it's always a picture of two sweaty guys in baseball caps going, I don't fucking know, man. I don't know. And they just talk about comedy all the time. I just find the best podcasts are all about comedy. Not performing comedy. Talking about it in the past. I don't know how to get out of this hole I've dug myself into.
I do find... I think I've watched one Joe Rogan thing ever. And yeah. Every single time
that is the way to describe Joe Rogan.
Every single time I go on YouTube, it's recommended Joe Rogan talking to Jordan Peterson or someone like that. I'm like, how did I get into this mess?
Cambridge Analytica.
Yeah.
Just a couple of white guys sorting out the problems, you know, sticking to the plan.
Ayahuasca, try it. Okay. Question 7. All planes next to the seatbelt sign should have a countdown timer showing how many passengers are left aboard so there can be a collective celebration if you manage to get a spare seat next to you.
Tom.
Eve. Yes, Tom.
Andy?
You are correct. Yes, the point there for Tom Ballard. You go up.
Yeah. Which is weird because I'm normally in first class and you've got heaps of But I just thought I'd be in touch with a common man with that tweet.
Shut up, tunnel. I may have been fired from the ABC, but my tunnel is perfect.
Perfect.
Hasn't seen a lot of traffic lately, guys.
I heard they're shutting that tunnel down.
Yeah, they're it's closed for roadworks at the moment. Oh, boy.
Subject to flooding. Okay.
I know. Whoa.
People started yelling that back very quickly.
Yeah.
Wow. My girlfriend's parents are here today as well.
And this is this what they think you do for a living?
All right, next question. An article just said a volcano could end all human life, and somehow this article soothes me. Maybe because extinction would at least mean we wouldn't have to go through another election.
Andy.
Yes, Andy.
Tom.
No, it was Eve. Oh. Evelyn Bogan.
And it soothed me now. And, I was like, oh, I feel good.
And Tom, were you upset that someone else was doing a political thing? Do you want me? Do you feel safe where you're sitting, Eve, right next to him? Right?
Tom's jealous that I too can read.
This is why we shouldn't teach women to do it. I've got a very strange political compass.
It felt like for a moment Fiona was here.
All right, next question. Best part of The Joker is the idea of a late night star playing footage of an open micer bombing as part of his monologue and being like, check out this fuckhead. Great stuff. More of it, please.
Eve.
Yes, Eve.
Tom.
Yes, you are correct. Another point there for Eve. Yes.
I know smug when I hear it.
See, I engage in popular culture as well.
No
spoilers, but if you haven't seen that, it is just like, you know, there is a late night host involved and he plays the footage of... So, yes, spoilers, actually. Fuck it. If you haven't seen it yet, you're an idiot. But they just show the footage of a comic bombing, and he's like, check out this fucking idiot. Anyway, I just wish Rove did that more, you know? I thought that would have been great.
Maybe get Chili Craft to host it. It could be, like, funniest home videos or something.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Like, funniest home videos just with shitty comedians bombing?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck yes!
Yeah. No, I think it's just called open mic room. Yeah. Quite often, Chili Craft is there. We're pretty worried about her, actually. Yeah.
And our last question for this round, I've been sleeping with your dad for a year.
Tom?
Yes, Tom.
Eve?
No, that was Reese.
Oh, Reese, of course it was Reese.
Imagine if it was Andy. What a twist.
And the follow-up tweet was, sorry, that should have been a DM.
I was pretty happy that day. I was pretty happy with that one.
Okay, at the end of the round, the scores are Reese Nicholson on 1 point. Give her Reese. Yeah. Tom Ballard also on 1 point. Andy Lee on 3 points, but in the lead on 4 points, it's Eve Ellen Bogan.
Oh.
Get in there, Eve.
All right,
I'm in. Thank you.
This round is called The Most Wonderful Time of the Year. As John Lennon sung, so this is Christmas. And what have you done?
Oh, I thought it was the end of the financial year.
Yeah. Fucking tax time. Yes. Very I would have thought you'd hate aggressive. Tax time. But anyways, because he's very rich.
Well, in this round, we're going to go and talk about Christmas. And today we're talking about a young Eve Ellen Bogan.
It's me.
Who had a Christmas to remember when she celebrated Christmas at the home of a Hollywood celebrity. But what happened that made her remember this forever? Was it A, Eve attended Christmas at Robert Downey Jr.'s house. Robert kept the salt in the sugar bowl. And all Christmas, everyone was forgetting and fucking up their coffees. Was it B, she spent Christmas Day with Macaulay Culkin? He spent the whole day being an absolute prick to people, but everyone around him was making excuses for his behaviour, saying Christmas is very hard for him because, you know, the whole Home Alone thing. Eve laughed at them and said, you know that wasn't a documentary, right? Or C, Eve spent Christmas Day at Harmony Korine's house, the director. Harmony was obsessed with having mashed potatoes, and for 6 hours while she was there, he just mashed potatoes. He would make them, taste it, break down and scream, no, and then start all over again. One of these is actually true. You have to ask her questions to try and figure out which is the correct answer. You get a point if you get it right. You don't all have to answer together.
How long
floor's
ago
open
this?
Questions.
When I was a kid. So it was like 20 or 25 years ago.
Okay.
I don't think any of these are true because you're Jewish, are you?
You're a bigot.
I feel like it's an odd thing to... I mean,
Jews don't live over Christmas. That's, you solved
they
it.
They fade away for a couple of weeks and then just all appear again.
What was Macaulay Culkin's house like?
It wasn't exactly. It was a mansion. It was huge. I think his parents had stolen a lot of his money. Mm-hmm. Was the thing I found out later. So it was massive. People, you know, preparing stuff, putting stuff everywhere. Just like I guess you call them servants, employees.
And it was your parents that invited?
No, we had a family connection to his nanny.
Okay.
when he was a kid, or whatever, baby, like Minder, who obviously didn't do her job very well.
Well, she kept leaving him alone. What's the director's name?
Harmony Korine.
What has that person directed?
Harmony Korine was, I think he was, well, I know that he was in Kids. That's how I knew who he was.
In what?
Kids.
Oh,
you know, he wasn't in Kids like that, Rich.
God, I was going to say Hollywood's
Kids
a darker place
movie,
than I thought.
It was like a documentary style. It wasn't a documentary, but it looked like a documentary style movie of teenagers in New York during the AIDS epidemic. And Chloe Sevigny was in it, and that was the only way that I knew of him at the time. But I know since then he was kicked off Letterman for trying to pickpocket Meryl Streep. I told him to do it.
What a great narrative.
Yeah, but now he's doing other stuff, but I only knew him in that one span of time.
You're a frightfully good liar. Like, we've just gone into both stories. Well,
this
both
is like
stories.
A real Jew persecution.
Well, you just, like, said
or you
both
just all
stories.
Hate women.
Like, okay, so Robert Downey Jr., what was it like being at his place?
It was, yeah, it also had a huge house.
Incredible interrogation going on here.
What was that like?
Well, so you murdered someone. What was that like? Did that feel good?
Well, what are you vibing then, Tom? What do you think the right answer is?
No, sorry. I do want to hear more details about Robert Downey Jr. Yeah.
May I finish?
Please.
Yeah, also huge house.
What did he put on? What food?
He didn't put food on, please. Yeah. He was a heroin addict.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if this is like 25 years ago, that's like I always believe that one because no, actually no, he was almost dead then, wasn't he? Like 25 years ago, like he wasn't really a Hollywood person anymore. He was kind of like he go nine nines for a little while.
What was your connection to him?
My cousin, my first cousin's son, knew him in L.A.
All right. Well, we know it's not that one. Yeah. Or that fucked annoying thing where it's definitely that one. Yeah. I don't like this game.
And, so, and what did Danny Jr. do? He kept putting the salt.
So he had...
That wasn't salt.
He had a like a sugar shaker that had salt in it.
Right.
And then everybody kept pouring it into their coffee thinking it was sugar and it was salt.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the wildest thing that happened at the Robert Downey Jr. Christmas.
I was too young to be involved in the crazier things.
I see.
Yeah, but it was in Malibu. What?
Yeah. Would you have been about Macaulay Culkin's age then?
Yes. Oh. We fucked.
And that's when it all went real.
And he was like, "I felt better after Michael."
What? Why are you groaning? Yeah. Why are you actually groaning then? We all know what happened.
Yeah, yeah. And he defended him, and Michael's dead. So I can't say anything. I'm Jewish.
Was Kieran there?
His brother?
No.
Perkins. Kieran Perkins. Perkins.
My swimming hero.
Michael Klim was there.
I think so, but he wasn't as famous, so I didn't really notice. Oh,
you're a real star fucker for a 7-year-old.
What do you think I'm doing on this stage?
Well, don't fuck him. His tunnel is all over the place.
I got lost in there.
I stay away from tunnels. That's your job.
Okay.
What do people think? Tom, what do you think?
Sorry, Danny Jr., what was the second one?
Culkin or Harmony Korine.
Oh, I'm gonna go with Culkin. Why the
you
hell
go
not?
You go B. Okay, yep. Andy.
I'm gonna go with the director.
Harmony Korine.
Only
C?
Because I have no idea who that person is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Reese.
What was the other option?
Robert Downey Jr. Macaulay Culkin.
Just to be, I'm gonna say Downey Jr.
You're
gonna
say Downey Jr.?
Why not?
The correct answer was Robert Downey Jr. Yes.
Guys,
it's definitely not that one.
Yeah.
Or it creepily is.
I was
that
being
one.
A bit vague. But yeah, my cousin is his son's godfather. And then vice versa. He's my cousin's son's godfather.
I don't care.
I think the point is you were wrong, Tom.
They're wrong. I wanted to believe that you fucked Macaulay Culkin. When I heard I was wrong, I was like.
All right,
you took back the power with that one, but you still don't get the fucking point.
Damn it!
At the end of that round, the scores are Tom on 1 point, Reese on 2 points, Andy on 3, but Wan in front now on 6 points. It's Evelyn Bogart.
That was a particularly good visual joke for a podcast.
Yeah.
I hope that you guys put commentary in, like.
No, they just.
Is this podcast
Tom
filmed?
They should buy. Just buy a ticket for next time, guys. All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, I'll read out a story about one person on the panel to another person on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you say nah. You can ask them as many questions as you want, but bear in mind they want you to get it wrong, because if you get it wrong, they'll get the point.
Okay.
So the first one goes to Eve. Now, Andy once had a strange encounter with Reese Witherspoon. When she had misplaced... when she had misplaced...
What did you do to Reese Witherspoon?
Oh! Reese...
Please cut that out.
Open the episode with that.
It's the new G'day Mates from Ronnie. Okay.
This is why your show got cancelled.
Which one do you specifically mean?
For the listener at home, she was talking to Tom. Okay.
I've never had a show.
Sorry.
Oh, wait, yeah, you.
And Andy. Okay, so, Reese Witherspoon. Okay.
I've never gotten a show cancelled.
You have to get a show.
Yeah.
People have to think of something. Okay, sorry.
Imagine if I just stormed off.
So Andy had a strange encounter with Reese Witherspoon when she had misplaced her phone, and Andy jokingly said to her that he had sold it. Reese Witherspoon absolutely did not find this funny. Yeah or nah?
When was this? Oh, sorry, yes or no questions or just questions?
I'll ask as many questions you want.
Okay.
This would have been, I reckon, 6 years ago? 6 years ago, maybe?
And what was the context of you meeting her?
I was in a hotel lobby just having a beer by myself. And
oh, boy.
This has to be true.
She came up and said, "Have you seen my phone? I've lost my phone." And I said, "Yeah, I did. And I sold it to a guy out the front."
And where was this?
In Sydney.
Was there any, had you interviewed her or anything? Is there any reason why you were, like,
no.
Did she know you as Andy?
No.
Andy? No.
No,
okay,
no.
Right. You were just man with beer.
Yeah.
Alone. You look like someone who would have stolen her phone, basically. I'm going to say yeah.
You are correct. That is true. 100% true. Have you crossed paths with her since?
No.
Okay.
No. And, if I do, I'm going to do that daggy thing where I'll tell her the story and she won't remember it.
And so she was pissed because she thought that you'd actually...
I think she was just very flustered that she had lost her phone and probably wasn't in the mood for a really handsome guy to make a quick witty remark.
With bowel issues.
Yeah, exactly. And then how quickly did you back down and be like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'll help you look"?
Exactly. Immediately.
"Oh, I do comedy, I'm sorry.
I'm famous too, kind of, in Australia." She's like, "Find my phone, bitch."
Okay, so to Andy. Tom recently had sex with a real-life witch. Yeah.
It was me.
Oh, nah.
Right. What was the witch's name?
Matt.
What was the witch wearing?
I mean, Matt.
What type of witch?
He identifies as a Wiccan, as a witch, as someone who practices witchcraft. Yeah.
Right. Yep. Okay.
He worked at the witchcraft shop in Edinburgh during the day.
Yep.
At night, he worked at the Burger Van.
And
wow, reaching for the stars.
Is this just you?
Hey, witches need a side hustle, okay? You can't be a full-time witch in this economy.
I'd like to think you met him at the witch place, but we all know it was from the burger place in the middle of the night.
Oh, you better believe.
Did he wear witch outfits?
What do you mean?
Did he wear a pointy
hat?
No. That's actually a really gross stereotype, actually. You know, I get shit for hanging on this one here.
This Jew.
Yeah. You're allowed to say that.
Because I am.
Yeah.
I thought that, and again, this is a bad stereotype, but I thought witches were gender specific. I thought there was witches and wizards.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's extremely...
Or warlocks.
Warlocks, yeah.
So binary of you. Yeah, yeah. It's 2019. Yeah. Magic is a spectrum. Okay.
Tom spoke for 15 minutes on how Andy didn't have the right perspective on life, and we cut back to the podcast now. Okay, Tom. Yeah, I take that on board. Thanks very much.
We're laughing and learning.
I'm going to say it's yeah.
You are correct. Yes,
yeah,
that's
right. It in.
Wow.
Because he always closes. I know you, Tom.
That was the last entry in the tunnel, everybody. That was
Did he go in with his broom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, do you want all of these?
Yeah.
Did he give your hog some warts? Did he fill your cauldron?
Did he come out of a broom closet?
Right, yeah, that's good. Oh, that's really good, actually.
Thank you. Thank you. Look forward to that joke in next year's show.
This is actually an existing about 10-minute routine that I have. So.
Well, we won't burn it here. Okay, so...
Like a witch!
All right, now to Tom.
Yes.
The celebration after that. For
yeah. Hey! We made a joke together!
Not a good sign for a comedian.
No.
When being funny warrants you to stop and celebrate. I was like,
Mama, I made a joke. I made a joke, Mama.
All right, now, while Reese was... this is you, Tom. Now, Reese was recently in LA, where he went to a very fancy restaurant. Reese was having a great time. That was until he had to go to the toilet. When Reese walked into the bathroom, when he walked into the bathroom, he realized there were no cubicles or doors, just holes in the floor and handrails. Reese left and asked the waiter, "Where were the cubicles?" And the waiter said, "No, we don't have them, as we don't believe in boundaries. This way is so much better for both mind and body."
Not Reese, for my body.
They were crooked. They were F-bends for you.
Reese thanked the man, took an Uber to his hotel where he was staying, took a shit in privacy, then Ubered back to the restaurant. Yeah or nah?
Wow.
Somebody is certain. They're like, that is very Reese.
It's very LA. It's very Reese. I've lived with Reese before, and I'm aware of his certain hang-ups when it comes to the shit.
It's not a hang-up to have a bed. to want a door.
You're
uptight Reese doesn't want to shit in front of his housemate again.
Hey, man, I'm a free spirit. I'm fucking witches, okay? I'm crazy.
With a door.
I totally agree. Don't hang up to do in this case, but I think we had a conversation once. You don't do shits in public generally.
It's a real... There are certain places I can do it. My own home or, like, an airport lounge because it's, like, roof to floor.
Yep.
And there's, you know, privacy in there. But, I'm not...
So you walked in and it was just holes in the ground.
It was, like... Not hot, they were like squat kind of toilets. Like those kind of, like, I don't know if you've ever gone through Asia and you open up the cubicle and you're like, oh, I don't understand how this is going to happen for me.
Yeah.
There were like rail thing. I later found out there's like, I still don't know if it's a joke. Like, if it was like a trick like Mona where you go in there and they're like, you could have a look at yourself or something. Like, because there was an attendant at the door. Like, I went home. We were in West Hollywood. I went home, shit, and came back. Like, had to say to my sister and my fiancé, like, there's a bad situation going in there. Let's wait for dessert. And...
For the record, Reese's sister and fiancé are two separate people.
Yeah.
I just want to make that clear.
But will the government read my letters? We have a lot in common. It's a slippery slope. You asked for this. It was one of those, because it was one of those restaurants. It was called Shithole. Shithole, please come to Shithole. It was one of those places that's like Asian fusion that like a white guy started. You know, those types of where there's like trendy, like I've got koi on my arms for tattoos. But it was, I still don't know whether it's like a joke that they do, but there was definitely holes in the floor.
And were there walls in between the holes? It was just open?
Open holes in the floor. There was, I later
found out there was... The audience are very upset by this. Yeah.
I later found out there was handrail things.
Yeah.
And like those little, if you see on squat toilets, there's sometimes little kind of like foot areas. But you just don't need to, like I remember thinking the door opened enough. You know, if you're like walking past a bathroom, you could just maybe just see into the urinals. There was definitely that where you could just see like an LA agent just like Spider-Manning on a corner. It's like, hey, we'll get that deal done.
Is that Amy Poehler? unisex? Like it was all gender?
No, there were two. There was male and female, which I was not on board with. That was the most fucked thing, if you ask me.
Witches and wizards.
Fucking hell. I don't want this to be real in the world, but I really want a point. And I don't think that would happen in LA. In West Hollywood, gay men, I'm putting
up with
that.
Oh, wasn't in West Hollywood. We were like one of the suburbs out from West Hollywood. Like, yeah. I was staying in West Hollywood.
I say nah.
You are correct. It was no.
There is a similar, that came from a similar story though, where I had landed in LA and you know, just those post plane where your body's like, let's get everything out very quickly. And I went to a diner near the airport because I like good food. And I went into the bathroom, like it was imminent. And there's all these like hang ups that I have. And the toilet in the bathroom, it opened up into the main bit of the bathroom. There was a urinal in one bit. And then the toilet was just there. The door did not lock. And around the toilet was a curtain you would see in a hospital.
Oh!
And this is not good for the podcast, but the curtain came up to, like, how high do you reckon that is?
About 80 centimetres.
Like, 80 centimetres up. So yeah, there was
that's
privacy.
80 centimetres. I'm 2.5 metres. What are you talking about?
Like it was bad. And this is how bad it is. My brain just went, nah, and shut it down.
Wow.
And I got through another hour. So, let's just say my tunnel's a little crooked these days, too.
So a point there for Tom Ballard. Now, Therese. When Eve first came to Australia, she had, up until that point, what she described as the greatest night of her life. This included watching a cover band in Cairns while she quite publicly gave a guy a hand job on the dance floor. Yeah or nah?
I mean, morally, nah.
Let me just look at it.
Sorry?
Yeah. No, so what? Okay, take me through.
Oh, no.
Like, give me, like, how much. Like, how big? Where,
what,
so you're
what was
in
the
Cairns.
Cover band's best song?
Come on, Eileen.
I was under the bridge. Eileen. Under the bridge by the Chili Peppers.
Well, why didn't you wait to just get under the bridge? So what? I'm so you're on the dance floor. Did I hear this right? You're on the dance floor, mm-hmm. giving a guy a wristy, mm-hmm. which I think is a term we should bring back. wristies and stiffies, which is a show I'm doing next year. it's my cover band. What? You met. So this is in Cairns. You met him, this man at the bar. Yes, during the show.
Sure. I was drinking.
Yeah. Well, I'd hope so. Like, stone cold sober, get it out. I love this country. And what led, like, what you guys are making out, and then...
Yeah, making out, listening to the music, started kissing from the back. Well, first in the front, then the back, and then...
Wait, from the back, or...
Yes, and then...
Oh,
it was, like,
I get
the,
it.
Yeah. Down the pants.
And what? And so he's behind you.
Yes.
And you're getting down there having a
well,
go.
Well, not like a full wristy, but like you know.
You're using
around.
Yourself as a shield at this point.
I don't think anybody had any illusions about everybody would have known.
There was no curtain, 80.
But there was a hole in the ground that we just shattered right then and there because it's hot.
What I mean, there's so many questions. The main one is why. I reckon, I hope to God it's a now, but I reckon a yeah.
You think it's a yeah?
Yeah, I reckon.
Wow. You are correct, yes.
All right, but I need to...
What a weird clap.
I actually thought you were going to guess that because you thought, is Josh going to write a story about that, about Eve? When his mum's in the room?
Yeah,
no,
that's like, true.
But just to explain, I was... 18, it was 2002, I was on a Kentucky
Everyone
tour.
Was doing it back then, guys. If you didn't do it, you were weird.
Yeah, 9/11 had just happened, yeah. We were all in mourning.
Legit, was I was like, I need to jerk someone off in public. Now.
You also needed to knock down a tower.
Did you?
I only trusted
did
people
I plan
that clapped
9/11?
In that room.
Yeah.
Just
so I was in Australia and I was 18. First time I could really drink legally. Went and nobody on the Kentucky tour liked me because I was me. But it was supposed to be like 18-year-olds and everybody was like closer to 30. So nobody would party with me. Went out, got drunk, was going skydiving the next day. Under the Bridge came on. You know who doesn't want to fuck to that song?
You are blaming so many things.
And then so but the the most important part of the story to me is that that was when, so before cell phone cameras, there was like film cameras, and I specifically remember a group of like Cannes bitches standing in front of me, pointing at me while I'm like about to come, somebody, you know, kissing my neck, that's my spot.
Wow.
And they took pictures. So somewhere up in Cannes, that I haven't been back to since then, there's a photo album in some basic bitch's room of me giving a wristy to some guy. And I want to be famous just so that people find out about it. Like, I want that to come out in a paper.
I'd love that to be like a Graham Norton story that they dig up.
But yeah, it was a really great night, actually. And I woke up once
for more than one person. Okay, so at the end of the round, the scores are Tom Ballard on 2 points, Rhys Nicholson on 3 points, Annie Lee on 4 points, Eve Ellen Bogan on 7 points. Woo! It's quite close. Anyone can still win this. This is our final round. It's called Who, 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 Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions about you four. If you know what it's about, buzz in. You name's your buzzer. You can't buzz in for your own ones, Eve. And you get a point if you get it right, point off if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points. Here we go. First question. Whose brother was heavily into Bitcoin?
Eve.
Yes, Eve.
Andy.
No, it was Tom Ballard. Point off to Eve. This yes.
Seems like a basic sold bitch. Wait, so I lose a point?
You lose a point.
Oh, shit. All right.
But
the
not
queen
as much,
is falling.
Not as much as what Tom's brother lost.
He sold too early. He made like a couple of grand out of it, but he looked it up years later. He sold in 2013. He looked up later, and that same Bitcoin would have been worth $1.2 million. But he told me, I laughed at his face.
Hamish and I have a joint account, right? And I try to restrict...
Faggots.
I try to restrict access of... Hamish's access to it because he's excitable about buying weird things. And, one day he rang me and said, I've bought Bitcoin. Yeah. And that was disappointing for me to find out. And I think he bought two and it was, they were $350 each or something. So it was $700. And then they went to
big
25.
Spender, Hamish.
They went to 25 grand at one point, and so we were like, "Well, let's cash out." There's $50,000 there, and our web guy lost the passwords, and there is no way of getting it back. There's no bank. That's the whole point of blockchain. Yeah. And so we got a psychic in to to talk to Jeremy and put him under a trance and try and get the password out of him. And we said, what do you think the password is? And he was in this trance and he said, password. And we're like, is he just repeating the question or is the password the password? It wasn't. And there is still $50,000 out there here in the ether.
I feel kind of poor. You guys have money.
No, I don't. Yeah.
All right, next question. Who here has never wet the bed? Who here's never wet the bed? Or at least, who here told me they've never wet the bed?
Andy.
Yes, Andy.
Rhys.
You are correct. A point there for Andy, yes.
According to my mum, I've never wet the bed. I've wet myself a lot, but like I never, she said I specifically made a point of like never, like it was like, this is my bed. I never do it in here. I'll do it over there. But I, yeah. So there's a chance I'm a psychopath.
Never wet a bed, never shat in a hole.
Yeah.
Never lived. Okay, so. Question three. Who here used to work at McDonald's and slide from one end of the kitchen to the other on the fat from the fry vats?
Tom. Rhys.
Yes, Tom.
Rhys?
No, it was Andy Lee.
No.
Point off, Tom.
Where did you work?
I worked at a Grilled. Thank you very much.
Grilled healthy burgers. They'd look down on us McDonald's types.
Yeah. We weren't fast food. We were good food. That's what they told us anyway. By the way, never eat the chips that Grilled if you're a vegetarian. I was deep frying bacon in there every fucking morning.
I'm not sure if it's the same as Grilled, but did you pour oil in the vats or did you put lard in the vats?
Pour oil in. And then we had one of those machines that cleans it, like you filter it through again, which is like getting a 16-year-old to be in charge of like, clean this boiling hot oil. This seems safe for everyone.
So at Macca's, it came as a frozen big butter stick of lard. So, and it was the size of like 4 shoe boxes. And you had to pull it out. And if you open the box at the top, you could see the lard on the front, on the top of it. So I could go to the back end of the store and with a run-up, leaving the top kind of exposed, flip on it and slide on top of the box about 40 metres through the whole entire store. And then put it in the fry vat.
Yeah.
Can your life is a cartoon. Whoa, I lost all my Bitcoin money. Oh, well. My ass is fucked. Whee! What is your world?
Did you, just to build a picture for all of us, did you have a shirt on? Like, what are we... And, like, how... Like, are you a legal age at this time? What can I imagine?
It's like, straight dudes imagine, like, girls having sleepover and having pillow fights. Gay dudes imagine guys working at McDonald's greasing themselves up.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, gay guys are more into attainable. All right, guy, I could fuck that McDonald's guy.
Next question. Who here had a bad habit of every time they would meet a new couple, they would just picture them having sex?
I mean, all of us?
Yes.
Reese?
Yes, Reese.
Eve.
You are correct. Just point there for Reese, yes.
I'm very transparent.
You said you used to have this habit. Have you weaned yourself off
it? I have weaned myself off of it. I used to shake someone's hand. It was like the guy in the Dead Zone where you could see if they were going to be a murderer one day. I could just see people coming together. Yeah.
So when you look at Andy and I, what do you see?
you can describe that on a private podcast. Too.
Fear,
I'm now comfortable introducing you to my girlfriend's parents later on.
But will you meet my parents? No, you won't.
I train myself not to do it because you see scary shit. I don't want to see most people fucking. But you all shake your head. Yeah.
Next question. Who once tripped an old woman up because she cut in front of them on the train?
Reese.
Yes, Reese.
Tom Ballard.
No, it was Eve.
Megan! It was in Korea. She deserved it. No, like, older Korean women are mean, is what I'm saying. Oh, God, I'm really going to...
Wow.
Well, but well, well.
I'll leave this to Tom.
It's really turned around now, hasn't it?
The claws are out
together,
of the...
baby.
It's not racist if you lived in a country.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I think it is. One Nation, a proof of that. But just to try and paint you in a nicer picture, you didn't trip her over. You just
she stumbled. She cut in front of me, okay? And it's like a whole cultural thing. Older people treat younger people like shit in Korea. She pushed me, all right? Does that make it different? And I'm Jewish. And so she... And so then I kind of hooked my flip-flop under her high heel, and she stumbled and looked at me, and then I saw a therapist, because I was like, this
How
is me.
How old was she?
She was, you know, I don't know. She was probably like 65. Well, my dad's in his 80s, you know, she's not that old.
There are older people that didn't trip over.
She was fine, and she learned a lesson, which is that they were right, white people are ruining the country.
Next question, kind of on a theme. Who played a Nazi in their primary school production?
Eve.
Yes, Eve.
Reese.
No, it was Tom.
It was me!
No! I felt it the whole time.
Fucking look at him.
I really.
And I roasted him in Edinburgh and said he looked like a Nazi.
Yes.
And you never told me that you are a Nazi.
Well, I'm not. I play a Nazi on television.
Yeah. Oh, it's just a role.
Yeah.
It's not that close to my heart.
Yeah, and I'm pretty method.
Yeah.
But no, in Cabaret, you know, the Tomorrow Belongs to Me, that small Nazi boy sing that song. Yeah, I did that in grade 5. I was in a production of Cabaret in grade 5, which is
playing a Nazi Cabaret grade 5.
Yeah.
That explains heaps.
Yeah, isn't there like a threesome in Cabaret?
It was an adult production, but I was so obsessed with theatre and I was going to be the greatest actor of my generation. And now I'm here doing a podcast. But
sorry, I thought it was the primary school play.
No. Yeah, me too.
No, it was the Waterville Theatre Company and they couldn't afford to turn anyone away who auditioned. So, yeah.
Next question. Don't all buzz in at once. Who here has eaten yak penis?
Tom.
Yes, Tom.
Eve?
No, it was Andy.
Of course it's you!
Sorry.
Why?
I just thought she's travelled a lot.
Yeah.
But of course,
it was that night in Darwin. Hamish and I went to a restaurant in Chinese that only serves penises. I can give you the address.
Thank you. How are they with their toilets? Just a hole in the wall situation, or... Imagine that, a restaurant where they just serve the food through a hole.
Glory be. Okay.
Merry Christmas, everybody. How did it taste? What was it like?
It was chewy.
Take your time.
How did it feel in there?
It was.
And what were you wearing?
What kind of lard were you covered in?
He washed it down with some ghost cheese. It was great, yeah.
Is this sexual assault? What time am I doing right now?
I think so. One thing, this is, I mean, quiz. The quizzee becomes the quizzer. There was an animal that
it's
had...
pronounced cheese, but...
Sorry. There was an animal that had a double-pronged penis, like two penises, like a single stem, and then two kind of things come out of the side. What animal would that be, do you think?
Reese's next Halloween costume.
But I'm going to make it really slutty. Yeah.
A two-dicked animal.
Is it a mammal?
No.
Is it a slug? No.
Someone said snake in the audience.
Snake. You're right. Oh, right. There's a snake. The really? Snake has a double-pronged dick.
Right.
You said that far too confidently, so you're like, man, it's a snake.
Yeah. Cats have, like, needle dicks, right? Isn't that, like, they goes in and then they, like, put the, like, the porcupine.
It's not about the size.
No, they put, like, a little porcupine.
Oh, they have, like, a prong. Yeah, they have prong.
So if you pull out, that's
it's
what.
It's hooked. It's
yes.
hooked.
Yeah, and that's why really? The female cats are screaming. It's not cute and fun. It's all assault. Anyway, next question.
The what's his name? Bed bugs don't have female bed bugs don't have vaginas. Anyway, it's whatever. And the male bed bug like breaks through with his spear penis.
Oh wow! Whoa.
So there's
that's
some fun.
That's kind of hot though. No, maybe not.
So, all right, another question back to you then, Andy. So, how did you know about this double dick, and is it linked to your abnormal asshole?
Pass.
The tunnel has this weird divergence.
All right, like cracking a safe. You know, like.
Here's a question. Who told a musician friend that their latest song was their best ever song, only to find out that the song was about being in love with them?
Hmm. Oh, Reese.
Yes, Reese.
Tom.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, a point there for Reese. Yes.
Who is the musician?
Not, I know who it is, but I'm...
Come on. I think he's talked about it. Yeah, it's Brendan McLean, my dear friend Brendan McLean. And
what's the name of the song, Tom?
Tom Bellard, I love you. He probably should have picked up on it.
Even better, the song is called Stupid.
The song is about how stupid he thinks I am, because, I don't know, I guess I didn't click the fact that he liked me or whatever. He never asked me out or anything. But, yeah, I just think it's very funny that I was so arrogant that I was like, this is an absolute banger. I love this. I love the subject of it. Fantastic work. Well done. All your other work pales in comparison.
It would have been more arrogant if you were like, is this about me?
I guess assume, yeah, I guess I never assume.
That's the one time you've been humble.
Yeah.
You're a Nazi.
And next question. Who once had a boxer pull them over a bar because they were unhappy with them?
Eve.
Yes, Eve.
Andy.
Yes, you are correct. A point there for Eve, yes.
Yeah, these guys are too gay to have that happen to them.
Oh, I've upset some men in some bars. Don't worry about that.
I just, like, fucked a witch, so...
And our final question...
Well, is there a story there?
Oh, yeah, but we're running out of time.
In a way, we're all running out of time.
Oh, I'll do really quickly. Essentially, this guy, I was working at a pub.
Bored!
Yeah.
Swipe left.
In St Kilda, called the Village Bell. It's now classy. It really wasn't. I used to work there with Angus Sampson, actually. Ah. You know, the actor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So him and Gussie and I would sit Clang. There and talk about trying to be on telly and stuff before we were. Anyway, this bloke.
You guys. Dreams come true.
Rags to riches story there. And this guy, you're going to be on TV. Oh, we are. The end.
This guy, a really big burly guy at the end of the bar, says, I get Jägermeister shots for $1. And I said, oh, it says $3.50 on the till. And he's like, no, if I can get them for $1. And I was like, all right, well, I'll ring the boss. So I rang upstairs and they said, no, he doesn't. So I went back and said, hey, sorry, the boss said, do you get them for $3.50? He said, oh, I was just joking, mate. And he put his hand out to shake my hand. I was like, oh, cool, thanks. We're all having jokes. He grabbed my hand and pulled me over the top of the bar onto the ground and said, I'm not fucking joking. I get them for $1. And I said, you get them for free.
Tell that story again, but slower.
And our final question for the
and
game.
And then he just ripped Andy's shirt off. And no, sorry.
Get on the lard.
Whose pet has twice this year swallowed razor blades and ibuprofen?
Tom. Andy.
Yes, Tom.
Reese Nicholson.
You are correct. Yep. Yes, point there for Tom. Yes.
She's trying to die. We've started calling her Lindsay Lohan because she just... She's a little redhead that doesn't want to be alive anymore. Oh, come on. We've seen the show.
At the end of the game, the scores are Tom Ballard on 1 point. Give it for Tom.
What?
You got a point.
No, no.
You got a point.
No, actually.
I knew this would end this way.
This Danish DJ is furious.
That's how it works.
I stayed at one?
Yeah.
This is fucking
You lost cool. 2 points in that last round.
The election's rigged.
Yeah. This is why we need a revolution, comrade.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Breaking big.
Couldn't get past first base.
On 4 points, we have Reese Nicholson, everyone.
So much more than one.
Very close to the end. Andy Lee on 5 points.
Yeah.
Yep. But our winner on 6 points is Eve Ellen Bogan.
Six times a Tom.
Can you give it up for all the people on the panel here? Yes. Hey, people got things to plug. So, Tom, you got shows on sale anywhere around the country that you can tell?
do I? I've got... No. I'm doing festivals next year. They'll be on sale soon. But I have a podcast called Like I'm a Six-Year-Old where I interview people like Sam Newman about their politics. So,
yeah.
It's Does not he just have him. Any?
Oh, he's got some fucking views. Yeah, I'd love people to listen to that if they'd like to.
Great. Eve, where can people see or find you?
You can find me on Instagram, Eve Elbow. Thank you. And I have two shows in the Comedy Festival, Dirty Clean and Hot Garbage. Thank you. please come. I'm much less successful than these guys. So if you have one show to choose, just go to both of mine.
Andy, you got a show coming up?
Yes. A new TV show Hamish and I have been working on for a while. It's out Sunday, November 17, 7 p.m. on Channel 9. And
this feels unfair.
Is it another travel one?
Another travel one. I never have anything to plug at the end of these ones, but I would sincerely love you guys to, or here and people listening to watch it. I'm thrilled that we did got a chance to do another travel show.
Awesome. And Reese, where can people find you?
I'm on their show. We haven't talked about it yet, but... No, I'm recording a special at the Athenaeum on the 30th of November. Please come and buy it. It's selling pretty well, but yeah, there's lots of good tickets left. And I'm not doing a show next year, so it's the one time. Afterwards, I'm wandering into the ocean in a wedding dress. So, and we will be playing that special in full at the memorial. So both of them will be paid. No, but yeah, 30th of November. Come to the Athenaeum Theatre. It's the best of my last two shows.
All right, thank you for coming out. Give up for these guys as they leave the stage. Yay!
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.